Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News. January 23, 1900 American New York, NZD, USD gains as APAC trading kicks off ahead of busy week. The New Zealand dollar is trading higher versus the US dollar this morning despite an extremely weak PMI print out of Australia. The week ahead holds plenty of event risks, which may induce more VO.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 23, 1856 America New York, activist investor to call on Peloton to fire its CEO. Blackwell's Capital to push stationary bike maker to explore a sale, sources say.
Global Economy. January 23, 1800 America New York, TSMC, MediaTek to hire more than 10,000 staff in 2022. Taiwan companies confront global onshoring push as chip crunch persists.
Daily FX Market News. January 23, 1730 American New York, Australian dollar under pressure on large PMI miss. Are global macro conditions starting to bite for AUD, USD? The Australian dollar and local S&P, ASX 200 stock index started the week on the back foot after the release of disappointing PMI data today. Daily FX Market News. January 23, 1730 American New York, Australian dollar under pressure on large PMI miss. Are global macro conditions starting to bite for AUD, USD? Australian PMI printed at 45.3, well below the prior read of 54.9. More story to follow shortly.
New York Times Business. January 23, 1713 America New York, Nelson Peltz takes aim at Unilever. An activist investor adds pressure as Unilever seeks a new strategic direction. GlaxoSmithKline repeatedly rebuffed Unilever's offers for its consumer health unit. New York Times Business. January 23, 1707 America New York, workers at REI store in Manhattan seek to form retailers-only union. In filing for a union election, employees of the outdoor equipment retailer cited safety during the pandemic, among other concerns. The REI store in Soho closed on Thanksgiving and Black Friday in 2015. New York Times Business. January 23, 1707 America New York, workers at REI store in Manhattan seek to form retailers-only union. In filing for a union election, employees of the outdoor equipment retailer cited safety during the pandemic, among other concerns. The REI store in Soho closed on Thanksgiving and Black Friday in 2015.
Global Economy. January 23, 1608 America New York, First FT. Blinken warns of Russian playbook to destabilize Kiev. Plus, activist hedge fund builds stake in Unilever and private equity firm sell record amounts of debt. Marginal Revolution. January 23, 1559 America New York, the benefit system that is Irish. A dead man was brought to a post office this morning in an attempt to collect his pension in one of the most bizarre incidents that Gardaí have ever seen. The shocking incident in which the deceased male was propped up by two other men happened at the post office on Staplestown Road in Carlow Town.
New York Times Business. January 23, 1552 America New York, Sarah Palin versus New York Times spotlights push to loosen libel law. The trial comes at a time when those who argue that news outlets should pay a steeper price for getting something wrong are more emboldened than they've been in decades. Sarah Palin at an event in 2015.
BBC News Business. January 23, 1529 America New York. John Lewis says it is wrong to cut sick pay for unjabbed staff. Unlike rivals, the retailer says all staff get full sick pay regardless of vaccination status.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 23, 1500 America New York. Software provider Globalization Partners gets Vista Equity backing at $4.2 billion valuation. Vista Equity Partners Credit Investment Unit is backing a roughly $200 million convertible preferred equity investment in Globalization Partners. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 23, 1500 America New York, Economy Week ahead, Fed, GDP, consumer spending. The Federal Reserve is likely to strengthen expectations of rate increases this year. The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 23, 1447 America, New York, should companies be deeply obsessed with helping customers? He also blamed PG&E for its deep-rooted obsession for keeping power flowing, which he said could be blamed for allowing its equipment to ignite wildfires despite forecasts for hazardous weather and, starting in 2019, a power shutoff strategy. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 23, 1407 America, New York, protesters march in Washington against vaccine mandates. The organizers said they would be protesting mandates, not vaccines themselves. Nearly 210 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, roughly 63% of the U.S.
Armstrong Economics, January 23, 1403 America, New York, private blog, The Market Crash. Private blog, The Market Crash private blog posts are exclusively available to Socrates subscribers. To sign up for Socrates or to learn more, please visit ask-socrates.com.
Global Economy, January 23, 1315 America, New York, Italy votes for new head of state and leadership challenges are in the air. Sue Gray's Partygate report will be eagerly awaited in the UK, and Portugal goes to the polls. Global Economy, January 23, 1300 America, New York, avoiding a two-track economic recovery. Tighter monetary policy in the rich world spells danger for emerging economies.
BBC News Business, January 23, 1217 America, New York, major investor will target bosses at firms failing on climate. Aviva investors will vote to get directors kicked out of firms that fail on sustainability goals.
New York Times Business, January 23, 1209 America, New York, a shrinking band of Southern nurses, neck deep in another COVID wave. The exodus of medical workers during the pandemic has been especially brutal for the small, nonprofit safety net hospitals where millions of Americans seek care. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 23, 1145 America, New York, Kohl's can't find relief from investor pressure. The $9 billion bid for Kohl's unveiled last week is the latest push from activist investors, who appear unswayed by CEO Michelle Gass's moves to turn around the department store chain.
Daily FX Market News, January 23, 11 o'clock America, New York, weekly fundamental U.S. dollar forecast. Will the Fed derail the dollar rebound? Fed rate hike expectations have ratcheted higher in recent weeks. If the FOMC disappoints, the U.S. dollar may be in trouble.